The proposal aims to prevent communities around the state from enacting housing rules like those in Madison. For instance, a Madison landlord has to give reasons why applications are denied. They can only consider recent convictions going back 2 years or less, and they can't deny an applicant based solely on income. At a public hearing, Cindy Wick with the Madison Equal Opportunities Commission told lawmakers she's opposed to statewide changes that would override city ordinances.
And I want to say, shame on you, quite honestly. I think this is a terrible law. I think that local representatives are in a much better position to determine what the needs of their community and their residents are.
Under the bill, Wisconsin landlords could get information on applicants' monthly income and occupation, and there would be no time limits on rental history, credit information, and court records, not only convictions, but also arrests. Amy Bliss from the Wisconsin Housing Alliance says landlords take a risk when they rent to someone and need to protect themselves and others. She says some local ordinances can be too restrictive.
Municipalities often prohibit certain tenant screening criteria, but then they blame the landlord when there's more criminal activity. Evictions cost thousands of dollars, so proper screening is absolutely critical.
Democrats in the Housing Committee voted against the bill. They complained they need more time to consider whether the plan should move forward. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.